seeking asylum in Britain. This revelation sparked outrage among former SAS members and others who had fought alongside the Afghan units. Initially, the MOD denied that such a veto existed, claiming that reports were inaccurate. However, then-Defence Minister Andrew Morrison later admitted to Parliament that the government had misled lawmakers by denying the veto. Legal challenge and MOD's attempt to suppress information. The rejection of more than 2,000 resettlement applications was confirmed during court hearings in a legal challenge brought by a former Tripoli member. The MOD sought a restriction order to prevent reporting on relevant parts of the proceedings but withdrew the application last week following legal pushback. Documents disclosed in court reveal that even as the MOD was denying the existence of a blanket veto, it was internally aware that every rejection decision made by UK Special Forces was potentially flawed and would require independent review. The MOD's decision-making process in these rejections remained shrouded in secrecy, with no clear justification provided for the mass rejections. Concerns from military experts and politicians. Mike Martin MP, a former British Army officer who served in Afghanistan and now sits on the Defence Select Committee, called the rejections extremely concerning.